From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. Around this time of year, for more than 20 years now, women all around the country have checked their mailboxes and been happy to find a postcard bearing a red heart in the corner and a poem. A Valentine from Ted Kooser, who was this country's poet laureate from 2004 to 2006. He has collected those poems now in a book called Valentines, and it starts with this one titled Pocket Poem.
If this comes creased and creased again and soiled as if I'd opened it 1,000 times to see if what I'd written here was right, it's all because I looked too long for you to put it in your pocket. Midnight says the little gifts of loneliness come wrapped by nervous fingers. What I wanted this to say was that I want to be so close that when you find it, it is warm from me.
Ted Kooser, do you remember the guy who wrote that poem back in 1986?
Well, sort of. I do. You know, in a way, I stole the idea for this poem. One of my good friends was trying to seduce a woman and would leave little scraps of paper in the pockets of her sweater whenever she would hang it up. And I thought it was such a good idea that I'd make a poem to use in that way.
He left them anonymously. She didn't know who they were from.
Well, I think she knew who they were from, sure. But, you know, it worked.
It did work.
Yeah.
That poem, Pocket Poem, is a really, you know, romantic gesture poem. But there are a lot of others that are more oblique. And there's one I'd love you to read. This is one of my favorites.
Okay.
It's called A New Potato.
A New Potato. That's back in here a ways. Oh, yes. A New Potato. This is just one of the leathery eggs, the scuffed-up, dirty turtle of the moon buried early in spring, her eyes like stars fixed on the future, and, inside its red skin, whiteness, like all of the moons to come, and marvelous, buttered with light.
That's some potato.
Well, you know, on all these Valentine poems, Melissa, I've tried to get a little red in them or something or other, you know, that would relate back to Valentine's, if not love, a color or something. And I thought these new potatoes with that red skin, you know, some of them are really quite heart-shaped in a way, and that's really why I got to it, I think.
Ted, how did all this start, these Valentine poems that you've been sending out for so long now?
Well, I have a very good friend, Dotsa Burdick, and she has been sending out Valentines that she's made for many, many years. And one year, I guess in 86, I decided, well, maybe I could do something like this and send out a poem. And I sent out maybe in the first year, maybe 50 of them, mostly to the wives of my friends and so on. And then the list built up, gradually over the years, you know, women would say that they thought it'd be fun to get a Valentine and so on. And then when I was appointed poet laureate and started doing a whole lot more public appearances, I would read one of the Valentine poems at many of those readings, and then I would say, if there are any women in this audience who would like to be on my annual Valentine mailing list, you know, leave your name and address afterwards. And so by the time I stopped last year, I had 2,700 names on my list, and I spent almost $1,000 in postage and printing, and I thought, well, you know, you've probably taken this almost too far. So I decided I would rein it in. You know, I may go back to writing Valentine poems again someday, but not to that huge list.
I wonder if you're going to be writing a poem sometime this next year and just wish for that mailing list back and just think maybe you need to send out a couple thousand of them all over again.
Well, yeah, that could certainly happen. And I've got the mailing list, so sure. It's always been a lot of fun sitting there in front of the television on one of those TV trays with a huge stack of these cards sticking those little red hearts on it as I watched Law and Order reruns and so on.
Very romantic.
Yes, very romantic indeed, yeah. Sometimes when I had the time and the scheduling worked out right, I would send them all up to the postmaster in Valentine, Nebraska, and have him stamp them from Valentine. But I couldn't do that every year because I was sometimes right down to the wire.
There's a poem that's toward the end of the collection, so it must be one that you wrote fairly recently. And it's a poem of great promise and potential, I think, called A Map of the World.
Oh, yeah. I like this poem. I had bought a calendar that had, it was a yearly calendar, and the pictures on it were all ancient maps of the world. And there was one map that actually was heart-shaped, a map of the world. One of the ancient maps of the world is heart-shaped, carefully drawn, and once washed with bright colors, though the colors have faded, as you might expect feelings to fade from a fragile old heart, the brown map of a life. But feeling is indelible, and longing infinite, a starburst compass pointing in all the directions two lovers might go, a fresh breeze swelling their sails, the future uncharted, still far from the edge where the sea pours into the stars.
I love that image.
Thank you.
We should say that you do have a wife, Kathleen, who's been very tolerant of this passion of yours over the years.
Oh, yeah, and I think she's enjoyed it. You know, from time to time, the husbands of some of the women on my list would send her valentines. But, yeah, she's very patient with me. She understands that I'm harmless, I think.
She won't be getting those valentines, I guess, anymore from those husbands, then.
Well, I have special valentines for her, so, yeah.
You do include one last valentine in this book. This is one you wrote for your wife, Kathleen, called The Hognose Snake.
Yes, this was, I actually wrote this for Kathy as a wedding anniversary prank, I guess, more than anything else. But I've had a lot of fun with this poem because, you know, from time to time when I'm out doing readings, people who have traditional tastes in poetry will say, well, can't you write a poem that rhymes and is in meter and so on? So this is the one that I always recite to them on those occasions. As you know, it's a tender, loving little poem, The Hognosed Snake. The hognosed snake, when playing dead, lets its tongue loll out of its ugly head. It lies on its back as stiff as a stick. If you flip it over, it'll flip back quick. If I seem dead when you awake, just flip me once, like the hognosed snake.
Words to live by, I think, Ted.
Yes, right, yeah.
You know, when we met several years ago for the first time, we came out to your house there in Garland, Nebraska, and you talked about Valentine's Day as the poet's holiday.
That's right, and I still think that. It's not tied up with anything other than expressions of sentiment, and it seems like a great holiday for the poet.
Well, Ted, happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day to you, it's a great pleasure talking to you again.
Poet Ted Kooser. His book is titled Valentines. You can hear and read more of his Valentine poems at npr.org. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.